אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's page 528, item 143. You can find the text in the archive. You can also ask questions through kab.tv. Item 143. Thus we have explained that the mochin of the five permanent patzufim in Atzilut are from the first kind of sorting of kelim of Abba ve'ima. In the world of Nikudim, this illumination is called illumination of Tabur or dot of Cholam. Even Abba ve'ima have only the first kind of completion. Hence, no illumination of Gar spreads from the Rashim of Atik, Arich, Anpin, and Abba ve'ima to their own Gufin and to Zon. Since Zat of Nikudim, too, received none of that illumination of the Cholam. The Mochin of the 6,000 years through the end of correction, which come through the raising of man of the lower ones, are considered sorting of Kelim to complete the second kind of Ten Sfirot of Abba ve'ima. In the world of Nikudim, this illumination is called illumination of Yesod, or the dot of Shuruk. Since then, Abba ve'ima raised their own Achab, to which the Galgal Ta'anayim of Zat are attached as well. Hence, Zat too receive Mochin of Gar in the place of Abba ve'ima. Thus, this mochin reached the gufin of the five persufim of Atzilut and the common, the inclusive zone, except they must be above, in the place of God, and clothe them. In the future, at the end of correction, Zon will receive the completion of the second kind of ten sfirot, and we lower the concluding Baram Hei from their Chazeh, which is Parsa of Atzilut, to the place of Siyum Raglin of Ak. At that time, Tanhi of Zon in Bia will connect to the degree of Zon of Atzilut, and Siyum Raglin of Atzilut will equalize with Siyum Raglin of Ak. Then the Messiah King will appear, as it is written, and his feet shall stand upon the Mount of Olives. Thus, it has been thoroughly clarified that there is no correction to the worlds during the 6,000 years, except through ascent.
Meaning, as we remember, that in the world of Nikudim we had Katnut, that emerged on the Reshimot of Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet, Keter Abba and Ima and Zon in Galgalta and Enayim. The Achap of Keter is in Galgalta and Enayim of Abba and Ima, and the Achap of Abba and Ima are in the Galgalta of Zon. And the Achap of Zon is beneath the Parsa. And then came the light of Gadlut, from the Zivug on Reshimot Dalet Gimel, that are in Neyovak, and entered the Keter of Nikudim, the Keter Gad Gadlut, the Galgal Ten Enayim of Abba and Ima are adhered to Achap of Keter, the Galgalta and Enayim of Abba and Ima join, are adhered to the Keter and get Gadlut there. Afterwards, the Achap of Abba and Ima receive the Gadlut and add to themselves the Galgalta and Enayim of Zon, and afterwards it passes on to Zon through the Chirik. And then, from the Gadlut of Mina Aleph, the first kind, moves on to the second kind, and in that breaks the entire world of Nikudim. The world of Atzilut that takes the entire broken world of Nikudim as deficiencies and builds or puts it as its left line. So, Atik takes the Keter of Atzilut, meaning the Galgalta in the name of Keter, Galgalta in the name of Abba and Ima, the Zayin Keterim of Zon. These are things that we haven't learned yet. Arichanbin takes the Achab of Keter, and the Galgalta in the name of Abba and Ima are connected with it, and Yersut takes the Achab of Abba and Ima that are that the Galgalta and the Naim of Zon are connected to, and the Zon take the Galgalta and Naim of Zon in Katnut, and in Gadlut there's nothing to take. When they're going to connect the Achab of Zon in Gadlut, then came the shattering in the world of Nikudim. Therefore, in the world of Atzilut, we have a different correction. We have the Achab of Aliyah. We don't have an Achab of Yerida, of descent, but only the Gadlut of the first kind. And not in its place. And what does he say here? That? Oh, ask. Go ahead.
What is the raising man of the lower ones?
Raising man of the lower ones here, where does it say?
He says, and the mochin of the 6,000 years through the end of correction, which come through the raising of man of the lower ones, are considered sorting of Kalim to complete the second kind of ten sfirot of Abba Ve'ima. In the world of Nikudim, this illumination is called illumination of Yesod, or dot of Shuruk, since then Abba Ve'ima raised their own Ahab, to which the Galgalta and Naim of Zak are attached as well. Hence, Zat too receive Mochin of Gar in the place of Abba Ve'ima.
Yeah, instead of Abba and Ima. But in the place of Abba and Ima, but not the Achab of descent.
So, what does it mean that right now there's only the correction of the world of Nikudim?
Doesn't matter the correction of Nikudim, only the world of Atzilut and ascent.
So what does it mean in the correction of the world of Atzilut? What does it mean raising man?
That those kelim that exist below the Parsa, that are in the worlds of Briya Yetzirah and Asiya, they rise to Atzilut, and there they become corrected in the Atzilut itself. It's better to understand it this way. The entire Atzilut is Galgalta and Denaim. Very simple. Galgalta and Denaim. Everyone hears this. Now, Kelim from the world of Bria rise there, and you have in Galgalta and the Ozen. Afterwards, there are Kelim that ascend from the world of Yetzirah. It's called Chotem. Also, the Atzilut receives an addition, and then the world of Asiya, the Achab, what we call. So from that, in the world of Atzilut, there is an addition, besides the Galgalta and the Naim Nefesh Ruach that exists permanently in Nefesh Ruach, and here you have also the Orot of Neshama Chaya and Yechida. But it's not the real ones, but only of ascent, meaning it's without the spreading of the kelim of reception. But since the vessels of reception ascend and become integrated in the Atzilut, as a result of this integration in Atzilut, Atzilut has the ability to receive some kind of an illumination from the real light of Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida.
And all of that is the correction of the world of Atzilut.
The world of Atzilut in and of itself needs no correction. It's the souls that ascend to the world of Atzilut and add their kelim. They're the ones that become corrected.
So, here is my question. What is the souls in the system?
Minister, wait a second. It's kelim. Kelim. Desires to receive.
Broken vessels from the shattering of the worlds?
Yeah.
So the world of Atzilut corrects all the broken vessels from the worlds.
Yeah.
Galgalta and Naim and Achab.
Galgalta and the Naim are corrected by the Sag, and therefore all of these worlds, they emerge in Nefesh Ruach. Besides Galgalta and the Naim, they have nothing. And their Achabs are already corrected by the souls, and this is something that we yet have to learn, what is the soul, this broken soul of Adam HaRishon and so on, but that these souls, they start ascending, forcing the worlds of Biyah to ascend to Atzilut.
So there's a missing part in the explanation here. Maybe it's supposed to be there.
Wait, soon. He's going to explain it in a moment.
I'm laughing because it's the second time we're studying Pticha and he's not going to explain this.
What can I do? Well, we'll do what we can. But really, yeah, there's slacking. I agree. You can turn to him and file a complaint. So, were we? Were we?
143.
So, now we're already talking about the next topic. The clarification of the three worlds, Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya.
Headline, explaining the three worlds, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, item 144. There are seven basic points to discern in the three worlds, Bria. One, from where was the place for these worlds made?
Place, that's also a problem. We see space, the universe, it's all empty. What is empty space? Is there such a thing in reality? Who created space, the place itself, the emptiness in it? Or is it something that you don't have to create? It exists in and of itself. Does anything exist just so? Please.
Two, the levels of the Potsufim Bia and the initial stance of the worlds when they were created and emanated from the Nukva of Atzilut. Three, all the levels from the added Mochin and the stance they had obtained prior to the sin of Adam HaRishon. Four, the Mochin that remained in the Potsufim Bia and the place to which the worlds fell after they were flawed by the sin of Adam HaRishon. Five, the Mochin of Ima that the Potsufim of Bia received after their fall below Parsa of Atzilut. The Potsufim, six, the Potsufim of Achor, of the five Potsufim of Atzilut, which descended and clothed the Potsufim Bia and became what is discerned as Neshama to Neshama for them. Seven, Malchut of Atzilut, that descended and became Atik to the Potsufim Bia.
No, Yesharbe Kanafchanot. Well, there are many discernments here. And even if we read a few more times, we won't really understand it. So, let's keep going.
Item 145. The first discernment has already been explained. Because of the ascent of the ending Malchut, which was below the Siyum Raglim of Ak, to the place of the Chazeh of Zat of Nekudot of Sag, which occurred during Tzimtzum Bet, the two lower thirds of Tiferet and Nehim fell below the new point of Siyum at Chazeh of Nekudot. Thus, they are no longer worthy of receiving the upper light, and the place of the three worlds Bia was made of them. The place of the world of Bria was made of the two lower thirds of Tiferet. The place of the world of Yetzirah was made of the three Sfirot Nehi. And the place of the world of Asiya was made of Malchut.
This we know. It's by Tzimtzum Bet, where the will to receive, Bchinat Daled, from Galgalta, from Nehi of Ak, mixed with the Nekudot of Sag, so it restricted the Nekudot of Sag, to above and beneath the Parsa, meaning to the measure to which the Nekudot of Sag are in control, and where Bchinat Daled is in control.
Item 146. The second discernment is the levels of the Potsufim Bia and their stance upon their exit and birth from the Nukva of Atzilut. Know that at that time,
and the worlds of Bia were born from the Nukva of Atzilut, and where they stand.
Know that at that time, Zeranpin had already obtained Prinat Chaya from Abba, and the Nukva had already obtained Prinat Neshama from Ima. You already know that the Zon received the Mochin from Abba Veima only by ascension and clothing. Hence, Zeranpin clothes Abba Vatzilut, called Abba Veima, called Upper Abba Veima. The Nukva clothes Ima Vatzilut, called Yeshsut. Then, Nukva Vatzilut sorted and emanated the world of Bria with its five Partsufim.
Shilot.
Questions.
Ken Shiva.
He says something interesting here. You knew that the Zon don't receive from Upper Abba Ve'ima, but only by clothing and ascending. What is clothing and ascending?
What we saw in the world of Nikudim is that they wanted to receive at their place, beneath the Parsa. So they broke, because beneath the Parsa, there's no reforming light. The force from above doesn't reach that place, on the one hand. On the other hand, the kelim there are vessels of reception. And they were wrong. They thought that they do have this force, and therefore they received in order to bestow, but what turned out was to receive in order to receive. And that's called chattering. And from that moment and on, the Rishimo, where there was a Shvira, acts in them in a way that they cannot receive anymore or even try to receive something in order to bestow below the Parsa. But what they can do is to try and rise above the Parsa. What does it mean? Ascend, how's it done? What do they do in order to ascend? But they rise above the Parsa, and there, in that place called the world of Atzilut, they can receive in order to bestow.
We jumped over 143 very quickly, but there's something interesting here. He says, by the final correction, Zon will receive the completion of the 10 Sefirot of the second kind, and the lower hay under their chazeh, and under the Parsa of Atzilut. What's the Parsa of Atzilut, first of all?
The same Parsa.
What Parsa is in Atzilut? Maybe tell us, find that we'll understand.
Parsa is the boundary, that if I'm above it, then I have the ability to bestow, I have the ability, the force, the strength to receive, I have the ability to be in the Kedusha in order to bestow, and so on. If I'm beneath the Parsa, I don't have the power to do it. The upper light that gives me the force in order to bestow is not there. And therefore, necessarily, I am in order to receive.
Where is the Parsa found? Can you tell me where?
I'll tell you. Wait a second. I'm old, not like you. The Parsa is exactly in the middle third of Tiferet, of Nekudot, of Sag.
That's what's not clear to me. In the world of Atzilut, there is Parsa,
of course. Also in the Nekudot of Sag, there was a Parsa made in Tzimtzum Bet, and then in the world of Nikudim, there is where it acts, because the limitations that apply to the upper apply to the lower too. And therefore in Atzilut and in the worlds of Bia and everything that happens afterwards, it acts there too. Meaning all the limitations, restrictions that were ever made on a certain degree always apply to the following degrees as well. That's very clear. What do you mean?
He says the place of Siyum, he of Ak, and then it connected to the zone. I'm completely confused. If you don't do the drawing, I don't understand at all.
I don't want to make drawings. We had enough of that. Listen up. Niv Galgalta. You're familiar with it? You are. Now the Nekudot of Zag are joining the Ni of Galgalta. When they come to the Ni of Galgalta, they add their forces to the Ni of Galgalta. And then the Ni of Galgalta starts filling up with the light of Chasadim like the Nekudot of Zag. But the Ni of Galgalta is the will to receive. You have Nehi there. Right. But the light of Chasadim spreads in them. And also awakens them a bit. Awakens them. Awakens them. Why? Because in the Ne'ev Galgalta there is the will to receive, but in the Nekudot of Sag, it's also will to receive, but it's little, it's small. Not wanting anything for itself. Not wanting anything for itself. Why not? He has a desire for it because it's the created being, all of it. There is a desire, but it's pure. He doesn't want anything. He says, I have a masach of Bchina Bet. And I enjoy being in bestowal above the evil forces, you know, floating in the air. And afterwards, to it comes an awakening from the Bchinat Dalet that exists in the Ne'evak. Why? Because the Nekudot of Sag that descended and filled the Ne'ev Galgalta, they will add to the Ne'ev Galgalta the force of bestowal. Everyone's listening. Yochai, look at me. Good. They'll add to the Ne of Galgalta, the Ne of Ak, the force of bestowal. That they feel the Ne of Ak, the force of bestowal. They have Bina now. The force of Bina. They're awakening. Now we can receive in order to bestow. Let's go. Let's do it. And so, together, they're going to connect with the light of Chasadim that exists in them, and what follows is that they restrict the light of Chasadim, and as a result, we have this boundary between where the light of Chasadim spreads, and there is the ability to do whatever you want. Everything will be in order to bestow, and you have such an area where the light of Chasadim is not enough, and you have to add. The illumination that you'll get from the Bina is not enough for the vessels of reception. You need to receive greater lights so that these Kelim will also be in order to bestow. Because above the Parsa, from the Tabu to the Parsa, you have Kelim that are to bestow in order to bestow. You know, it's free. Whereas beneath the Parsa, there the kelim of receiving in order to bestow. And to receive in order to bestow, you have to provide them with tremendous forces so that they, out of the reception, will be able to bestow. That's something completely different. So, therefore, it's a big problem. And these kelim, they're restricted. They say we can't. We need an additional masach to be able to receive in order to bestow beneath the tabur, or not to receive anything, and that's called Tzimtzum Bet. And then, when the palsufim of the world of Nikudim appear, down to the palsa, everything's fine. Katnut, Gadlut, everything's fine, but when they go beneath the Parsa, there's already a problem, because beneath the Parsa, you already have kelim that are not corrected. How do you correct them? Unknown. At that time, it is simply unknown. But they thought that there was a Tzimtzum Bet. Fine, you can say, but wait a moment, there was Tzimtzum Bet. Why did the world of Nikudim spread in its Gadlut beneath the Tzimtzum Bet, beneath the Parsa? Obviously, it's forbidden. There is a Tzimtzum there. Above the Parsa, it's allowed. Why are you going there? I think that it's possible. Why do you think it's possible? Because from above comes an illumination that connects all the kelim, and the kelim start, they become correctly organized, all of them. So, how does it happen that later on they break? Because the stony heart, the leva even, that was mixed in there, no one warned them about it. There was no warning. They thought that it's okay, that it's allowed, and therefore they broke. The world of Atzilut takes everything that exists in the world of Nikudim. Corrupted, corrected, everything, including everything, takes that and starts arranging it. And so it follows that he can connect the world of Nikudim. It's not a problem. It's not a secret. He simply raises it above the taboo, above the Parsa. And then he has no doubt that everything's going to be fine, because everything's above the Parsa. But there's one more trick. Very special. The Creator, He knows how to be smarter than we are. That there's another inopotsuf here called Neshama, or Adam Arishon. What Naran Chai? I don't know what you heard. I'm not familiar with an individual called Naran Chai. I know Adam Arishon. And this Partsuf, it works according to times, meaning that in regard to it, the ascents and descents are such that it kind of confuses him. He can ascend to the world of Atzilut and correct everything. He's included of the entire big will to receive, but when he raises himself to Atzilut, it seems to him that he can already receive in order to bestow, in a state where part of him is still beneath the Parsa. That's called that he did not wait until the Shabbat enters, starts. This is something that we'll learn about, because before the Shabbat begins, there is the ascent of the worlds to the world of Atzilut, and therefore what he did was fine. Only he didn't know that it's not working. It's not working yet. He had to wait some more. It wasn't as if activated yet. And therefore he broke. So what follows is that he acts in the worlds of Biyah, that he broke, that he entirely falls beneath the Parsam, and all the worlds following him also descend. And now, what's necessary is to correct the worlds and to correct this broken soul. And if we correct it all together, then what we get is Gmar HaTikun, because one depends on the other. And this is what we have left to study right now. He's not writing about everything. We know that this is a problem. We'll learn this, and after that, we'll move on to studying the introduction of Panim Meirot Umasbirot, where he gives a better or more elaborate explanation.
It's a beautiful explanation, by the way. I didn't understand so much, but it's beautiful. And you mentioned that there's a lack of light of chassadim. Is that that there was a problem to increase the light of Chassidim. Can you explain what is that?
No, above the Paltza there is all of Chassidim. You said that they
lack the light of Chassidim to continue the correction.
But it's not above the Paltza. Above the Paltza you have as much all of Chassidim as you want. Beneath the Paltza, yes.
So, how do you bring the light of Chassidim there, or how do you do that?
It's not the light of Chassidim, but it's the reforming light. Amal machzir lamutav. Oh, we'll learn about differences, these differences in the lights. Are there any other naggers besides Tzvika? Who?
Latin America.
Ah, Latin America. Go ahead.
No.
No, Esteban.
We can't hear you.
No. לא שומעים או לא מבין מה הבעיה.
He's talking, but we can't hear him.
I'm sorry. Dov.
All right. So, if not him and here, no one, yeah? Yes? Wait, I have another one before you. Yeah. What is the meaning of clothing? Clothing is attainment. The extent to which one attains the upper one, he clothes the upper one. And the other way around, the more he clothes the upper one, the more he attains the upper one. How does it happen? Clothing is an external attainment. It's not that I am included in the upper one. I can be integrated in the upper one internally, but I can also clothe the upper one externally. And I can also be just like the upper one. So there's three manners of the attainment of the upper one by the lower one. We'll learn that. Yes, mister. I remember the drawing of the ascents that we're studying, but I want to go out of the drawing a little bit. What is ascent when things rise? What is that? An ascent, meaning an addition of masach in order to bestow. An addition of masach in order to bestow is called ascent. This is how you define things. If I were 5 kilo in order to bestow, and now 10 kilo in order to bestow, that's an ascent. And the other way around is a descent. And if I already rose and received an addition of masach, then what does it mean that when the worlds of Bria rise to Atzilut, they already rose, so but what did they rise for? They already received the addition of masach that you're talking about. So what else is happening there? Yeah, but it's just the beginning of the work. I'm asking for an ascent. Why? I'm asking you, why? Why do you ask for an ascent? To feel good.
Probably.
So wait. We'll see. We will already do, and you won't be able to rise if you don't rise in order to bestow, meaning that you rise in order to work, and if your work, you cannot do it in your place, you have to rise to do it, then you ask to rise. Because otherwise you won't be able to bestow and you won't be able to work.
So what's the work? After the ascent, something from Bria rose to Atzilut.
That even before one rises, one has to know what his work will be and then he'll receive an ascent. How can it be otherwise? That's the spiritual world.
So, what is the work then?
To correct the vessels, to cause the ascents of the Potsufim. Clearly. Who's there, yeah?
Rav, can we say that Aliyah sent is additional vessels of reception and...
Yeah, sure. The revelation of the will to receive causes us a descent, but it's actually a good ascent that we can raise, but in the meantime we feel the descent. This is called one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself. So first of all, he descends, and then he works on himself and begins to realize the additional of Yud as an ascent. And that's a drive for him, the source of ascent.
What is this discernment of Nukva of Atzilut?
Discernment?
What is Nukva of Atzilut?
Nukva. Not Nukva. We don't speak some high Hebrew. We express it the way Kabbalists express it. Nukva of Atzilut is Malchut of Atzilut. The last Sfira of the 10 Sfirot of Atzilut.
And how is that related to the ascent from beneath the Palsa to Atzilut? We understand that all the corrections are done in the ascent.
You ask correctly. Everything is supposed to end at Malchut of Atzilut, and everything does end at Malchut of Atzilut. However, what's above Malchut of Atzilut, in all the worlds of Bia, including the Klipot, all the worlds there, it's a horrible thing. All of it belongs to Malchut of Atzilut. All of it belongs to the Potsuf of Malchut of Atzilut. Because until you transition to above the into Atzilut, above the to the Malchut of Atzilut that is in the Atzilut. Everything that is below the Potsa, the worlds of Bia and everything that's in them, etc., until you do that, you won't reach the final correction. That's why we always bow to Malchut. This is called the Malchut of Heaven, the Kingdom of Heaven. It's the whole Atzilut, but towards us, that's the Malchut of Heaven.
When we say a chap of the lower, what actually, from all of these ascents, what remains beneath the Palsa? The chap of the lower will not be corrected until Gemar Tikkun. You don't work with it.
After the shattering of the vessels in the world of Nikudim, begin to arrange the world of Nikudim as much as we can correct it. And then you have the world of Atzilut and the worlds of Bia. And they are arranged as we learn. The above the Palsa, world of Atzilut, and below the Palsa, Briya Yetzir Asiya. Now, after they're arranged and everything seems to be fine, and they're in Katnut, Galgal Ta'anayim, everything's organized, then Adam HaRishon is born. Adam HaRishon emerges. That new point in creation appears, which hasn't appeared before. And that is the point of Adam HaRishon. We'll learn that.
Kiev, oh.
Haven't heard my dear student in a while.
Hello, dear Rav. What we're learning about the worlds, that they're in different states. You said that Adam HaRishon acts in accordance with time, ascends, descends. What does it mean that he ascends and descends? How can you imagine that in one Peltzuf, it's...
Don't ask me about Adam HaRishon. We didn't even hear about Adam HaRishon here. How do you know that such a thing exists? Adam HaRishon is a unique partsuf. It's a partsuf. It's not a dumb. It's a partsuf, just like there are partsufim in the world. There's a special partsuf called Adam Rishon. It's just more internal than the worlds. It lives and exists in the worlds of Abia, Atzilut Bria, Yetzira Asiya. It can live within them and travel across them. It's the interior of the worlds. We'll look into that later. Let us move forward a little bit. I cannot answer such questions right now. It's still ahead of us. Yes. What, he sent you a question?
There was some problem with the broadcast, so Esteban is asking, can you please point out the 7 points we read about in item 144 in relation to where they are in the three worlds of Abia?
Again?
Can you please depict the 7 points we read about in item 144, how are they in relation to the worlds of Abia?
He's going to explain this to us right away. Yeah, he's going to do that. Like 145. Look, 145.
The first discernment has already been explained above. Because of the ascent of the ending Malchut, which was below the Siyum Ragli Novak, to the place of Chazed, Dezad, Denikudim, Desag, which occurred during Tzimtzum Bet, the two lower thirds of Tiferet and Nehim fell below the new point of Siyum at Chazed, Denikudot. Thus, they are no longer worthy of receiving the upper light, and the place of the three worlds Bria was made of them. The place of the world of Bria was made of the two lower thirds of Tiferet. The place of the world of Yetzirah was made of the three Sfirot Nehi. And the place of the world of Asiya was made of Malchut.
Questions? Yes, Yochai.
Can a person bestow and not attain this?
Sure. Everyone between us, there's no one who walks on two legs in terms of humans, not the rooster. But there's no person who is not following the commandments of the Creator. He's just doing these instructions without knowing it. Unconsciously, doesn't know why and how he's being operated in his mind, heart, and all his joints and muscles. He is being operated until he grows and develops and receives a certain, let's say, inner preparation, and also depending on the environment that he's in. And then he begins to receive from above certain different kinds of awakening, starting to ask himself, what am I, who am I, what's going on, and advances. But everyone follows the will of the Creator. And what's happening with those who receive a special awakening? They begin to feel that they go against the Creator's desire, that they understand that they are somewhat against. Why? Because he wants them to forcefully agree with him. At first, they would carry out exactly what he wants in a beastly way. He would awaken all kinds of thoughts, desires, and they would follow like machines, only a biological machine. Who's the human? A biological machine. Now he wants that machine to start kind of deviate from itself, to have some inner contradiction, to begin to see that it has a desire, but there's also a different desire above it. And then it will be in between those desires. Am I in favor or against this, the one below or the one above? And this is how a person develops. But he already has some contact with the Creator happening within the human. The Creator gives him another thread that connects him, and in that thread, the person can mark how much he agrees or disagrees, relates to the Creator or not. So,
is this a Kabbalist or a criminal?
A criminal. A criminal. That's what the Creator loves. He likes that kind of criminals.
Like you once told us that the Ramak he attained, he felt, but in order to reach attainment, he went to Dari. So Dari is more of a criminal than he is?
Of course, one who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself. Such criminals, you have no idea. What people are dealing with in our world, what the Creator lets them engage with, drinking, drugs, prostitution, all kinds of things. That's what he awakens in people. That's nothing. We think, you know, how can it be, all those things. That's just, you know, things are done with the will to receive from above, that it's just very little discernments to then teach a person how to advance based on these little discernments. But when you start advancing, you know, it's that if you thought about before prostitution, drug abuse, alcohol, you know, crimes or whatever, that's all nonsense. You are then going through such things, klipot, as it says, the God has made this against that. It sits on you, and you'll grow stronger, and then you'll see.
So this preparation, what is it?
Preparation? That you know that it's coming from above.
And then it doesn't matter what it is, it's kosher?
Doesn't matter what it is then. As long as you first hold on to none else besides Him. And it's good that does good, that it's for your own good. But that's not all. That's just to stay connected. What's next? Beyond that? You have to resemble, you have to be a partner.
But you're a criminal.
Very good. You enjoy being a criminal. The Creator made you that. Now, you can clothe it, this Pautsuf of being completely criminal, you can clothe it with Simtsum, Masach, O Chozer, which is the opposite, which means you take the form of darkness and you turn it to light. Now you understand, you asked before what is the great priest and all that, you understand what it means?
Someone who has serious crimes behind him. Can you explain how is it that he writes that when Tzimtzum Bet, when the kelim that are beneath the parsa are no longer worthy of receiving light, then there is place made for the worlds. If they're not worthy of receiving light, then it's darkness. How long with it is there such a discernment that there are three different worlds there?
There's darkness in different vessels of the world of Bria. What are they, Tzvika? The vessels of the world of Bria. What's the vessel for the world of Bria? The lower, the two lower thirds of Tiferet, of Nekudot, of Sag. This is Bina. So that's the vessel of the world of Bria. Vessel of the world of Yetzirah, Nehi. Nehi of Nekudot of Sag. And the vessel for the world of Asiya, Malchudot Nekudot of Sag. These are vessels of Bina. Just understand that it's Bina. Nekudot of Sag is pure Bina. And in them later on, expand to the worlds and the klipot and all kinds of things. But Bina can bear that. She is ready for them to dress in her, because by that she corrects them. That's how we all are. When we go into that pregnancy, when we go into Bina, then in what state are we all? It's all klipot. And then we begin to sort out what's the food and what's the waste. And it's about how we can scrutinize ourselves opposite Bina. Yeah, wait. Yes, Gilad.
So again, when Malchut descends from the Siyum Raglin to the Parsa, the light leaves, departs from those three kelim you just talked about.
Yeah, let's say it's Tzimtzum Bet, right.
So along with its departure, there is a discernment made there that it left Bina. From that, the place for the world of Bria is made. When it leaves Nehi, place for the world of Yetzirah, and so on.
And in all those places, there's different kind of darkness, right? Three different kinds of darkness.
So that's the question. What are the three different kinds of darkness?
A place means a will to receive, coming from a higher degree, the degree of Bina. And in that will to receive, the created beings can exist, the lower Paltzufim, because Bina can bear that. She understands it's in order to bestow, she's connected to the Keter, and therefore she can restrict herself. It doesn't influence her, as long as the lower ones will integrate with her and gradually be clarified. What? You know how everything develops from a drop of sperm in the belly of a woman, and you know how it resembles all sorts of forms of evolution, like fish and rocks and whatnot, until it becomes the form of the human. And the embryo, the womb, bears all these things in order to reach the final form. That's what it says about Bina, that it can bear, she can bear that.
What's the difference between the darkness that exists in the Nehi of Tiferet now and the darkness that exists in Nehi and the darkness that exists in Malchut? What's the difference between these three kinds of darkness?
I don't know to say. I can't tell you. You're asking about a feeling, because this is still darkness. With regards to the vessels that are there, they feel each darkness in a different kind of manner. Not being able to bestow, is that darkness? Darkness. That I can't live in it, that I have to belong to the upper one, is that darkness? Yes. That I feel how the klipot rule me, but I can't run away from them, that's darkness as well. Yes.
So what is this discernment called place? Is the result of separating?
Place is a desire. Yeah. Desire. A certain desire is called a place. The creator is called a place, but it's a desire to bestow. It's that's why it says the mitzvot from between man and place.
There is going to be a place for an olam. What is that place? The place itself, what is it?
The world that comes to a correction needs to come to fulfilling the place and becoming one with the place, adhesion with the place. All right. I just want to... Well, okay, we have some more time. So we read 145, yeah? Okay. We'll stop at 145, and we will move to the third part, the last part of the